everybody. I am Fred Leung, and I'm in Hong Kong. This is my first attempt to make a podcast, which I hope you will enjoy. I'll try to play you a recording of bird songs that I have made at a park near my house. I will also talk about the audible traffic signals for the visually impaired in Hong Kong. Should anyone wish to contact me by email, by all means, please. My email address is fredleung@hkbu.edu.hk. That is Fred, F-R-E-D, Leung, L-E-U-N-G, or in one word, at HKBU for Hong Kong Baptist University. edu.hk. Hope you enjoy. I am leaving my house now. And it's very early, it's 6:30 in the morning. So I will close my door. My elder son is still sleeping, so I don't lock, I just close. And that's the wooden door, and this is the gate. In Hong Kong, most apartments have both the door and the gate. And I am on the 12th floor, so press the lift. And there are 17 stories in this building, 16 buildings altogether in the housing estate that I am living in. The lift should be coming up or down. This building was ready for occupation in 1988, so the lift buttons do not have erased numerals and braille. I press for ground floor, close the door. And for buildings finished after 1997, they are mandatory required to have braille and erased numerals in the lifts, also as also announcements. So now it's the ground floor.
Hey,
Johnson.
Hey,
okay.
Okay,
okay. That was the watchman of the building saying good morning to me and telling me this way to go. Well, actually, I could manage, but it was very kind of him anyway to let me know. That was in Cantonese, which is predominantly spoken by the people of Hong Kong. So I can speak Putonghua as well, used to know as Mandarin. So English is my third language only, so to speak. So now I go out to record some bird songs. I remember there should be a place where I think the birds have their nests. It takes about, I don't know, 5 minutes maybe to walk there. Oh, there are many people already in the street this early. Nice weather today, 22 degrees Celsius. Some birds already. Next, let me talk about the audible traffic signals in Hong Kong. The transport policy in Hong Kong is that wherever there is traffic light installed for the sighted, there would be ATS for the visually impaired. And we use a Siemens system, which is very good. You can set two volume levels to it, namely one for daytime, which is louder, and another for nighttime, let's say between 10:30 in the evening to say something like 6:30 or 7 o'clock next morning. Then it's the night level, it's very low. Also, in addition to this, the system is also ambient sensitive. In other words, if the environment is quiet, the volume of the ATS is lower, and if it's suddenly noisier, for example, a big truck passing by whose engine would be very loud, then because of the sensitivity, the system will automatically adjust its volume to a higher level. In addition to the sounds, under the unit of the ATS, there is a vibrator where a person can put his finger to feel the vibrations. The vibrations coincide with the sounds themselves. In other words, there would also be patterns similar to the audible ones, indicating green, red, or flashing green. This would be very useful for people who are deafblind, or even the blind themselves, when the environment becomes very noisy. For example, if there are roadworks going on, you could hardly hear anything. As I said, in Hong Kong, wherever there are traffic lights for the sighted, there would be ATS for the blind. So as far as I know, there would be around 1,500 intersections altogether in the whole of Hong Kong where traffic lights are installed. In other words, also the same number of ATS for the blind. So let's listen to how they sound. This is the audible traffic signals, which we call the ATS in Hong Kong, and it is green for pedestrians for the time being. Red for pedestrians, green for traffic. From nature to technology, and then this third item, it's also technology but somewhat antique. It's about the tram in Hong Kong. Now the tram has been in operation in the late 18 something, I think. is towards the end of the 19th century in Hong Kong. But even though it's modern time now in Hong Kong, the tram is still playing a very important role. Many people still take the trams, especially the elderly. And in this recording, in the following recording, you will be able to hear the sound as the tram travels on its rail. Also, then it comes to a stop, and then it will start again. And because the tram doesn't have horns as automobiles have, so it will instead ring the bell, the tram bell, sort of. It's very different. And although you hear some horns, but that were from other automobiles, not the tram itself. Okay, so this is the tram.